Hey, podcasters. Clazzy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, it's all about our $2 million man, our finalist in that big comp, Steve from Maddington.
You can hear the highlights of his amazing journey in the biggest radio competition in Perth.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Love your location, but not your home? Keep your block and build your dream home with Ventura Homes.
2 million.
Million.
One Perth person.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre.
I want to be a millionaire.
Oh, good morning. What a beautiful morning it is in Perth. Sunny, heading for 24 degrees. It's your big breakfast. We are upstairs at Mix 94.5 and one of the most important days in the history of the radio station. And a bloke called Steve.
You betcha. And Kimber, you're looking gorgeous. Clazzy and I are looking dapper.
You are, both in tuxedos.
It took us 2.5 minutes to go from no shoes to tuxedos.
Yeah. Oh, very soon, this could be a $2 million celebration, so we wanted to dress appropriately.
I sort of feel like I'm at the Brownlow. Matt Dytinsky, 3 votes. Kimber's all over socials.
That was those hardball gets, buddy.
It is Steve from Maddington, and his family are here in the building. Let's hear it for them, everybody. It's very exciting this morning because Steve is our $2 million finalist, and of course within about, well, just over an hour from now, he is playing for $2 million.
Oh, this is huge.
It's absolutely exciting. There's so many balloons up here. You always know something big is going to happen when there's balloons.
So good. Yeah, they'll probably pop at some stage. Yeah. Yeah, during the show.
The Big Breakfast with Clazzy, Matt and Kimber.
Very exciting day right here at Mix 94.5. We are upstairs for a celebration, and Steve from Maddington is our $2 million finalist, and today he's playing for $2 million tax-free cash.
It's hard to wrap your head around it, isn't it? $2 million.
Now, Pete said he was cool in the car when they picked him up in the limo this morning. Steve was feeling confident, ready to play. So we'll see how he's going now because he's in the building.
He's
what a
in
morning.
The building, and it's time to welcome him up the red carpet. And, you know, Steve is a massive Liverpool Football
he
Club
is.
Fan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there is one of the most brilliant things in world football when the fans at Anfield sing the Jerry and the Pacemakers song, You Never Walk Alone.
Oh,
and we don't want Steve to walk alone here today, ladies and gentlemen. Here he comes. Steve, welcome him,
Steve,
please.
Steve from Maddington, bring him in.
Play the song, Timmy.
And
Steve has come from the white limousine downstairs at Mix 94.5, being led by one Pete Carelli in the tux.
Oh, look at his outfit.
He's got his Glenn Jakovic cap on.
The Lucky Eagles hat. Is that a roulette wheel around your neck? Look at that.
I actually rule it.
He rules it.
The roulette wheel, the green money jacket.
Got some gold bling on there, mate, like you've come straight from Compton. Well done.
Lucky golf socks
on Steve.
And can you hear the Anfield faithful singing now, buddy?
Yeah.
You hear that?
Hey!
Oh, we wish you the best, my friend. Never walk alone.
Yeah, you're definitely not walking alone this morning. Hey, Steve, I know as it's been a huge couple of days for you, and this morning it would have been pretty emotional for you waking up and knowing this was going on. How are the nerves right at this point?
Nerves at the point, this point, I've...
Look at you.
Straight
as
a dog.
You are psyched. You're ready to rock.
This is great. And you've got your family here with you, your beautiful wife, Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia, welcome.
My son, Corey.
Hey, Corey.
And your
of course,
twin
Danny
sister,
DeVito.
Danny DeVito,
which you joked about yesterday because the boys think it's like Danny DeVito and
stars
Arnold
in the new movie Dumbo.
Twins.
You're a stirrer, mate, but you love this sister of yours, don't you? We heard some stories yesterday.
Yeah. Apple of my eye.
Yeah.
Mate, like I said, she got the looks, I got the brains.
Yeah, well, she wants $1 million if you win the two.
Yes. And everyone in Perth is behind you guys. Absolutely everyone.
Great.
They love who you are and how you come across as a person, and they just want the best for you, and so do we.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
We are hoping for a big win for you today. Could be $2 million richer very soon.
Oh, I can't wait. you look stunning. All three of you.
Thank you. We wanted to dress up because if you win this money, dude, it's going to be a celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I brought me lucky jacket.
That
lucky
is a sensational sock. Dollar jacket, Jacobi mate. Chat. Right? It is a bright, almost fluorescent green. It is shining in our
cucumber.
Eyes, which is a great
cucumber
thing.
Is the colour.
Oh, he's a cool yes. as a cucumber today.
That's the way they say it.
Hey, Steve, stick around, mate. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
It's all coming up. The board is behind us. It looks sensational up here.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
The big day with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre. And Steve from Maddington is our $2 million finalist. Mate, did you get any sleep last night?
No, hardly got any. Two hours at the most.
That's why you're feeling cool as a cucumber today, because you've been awake for days.
Yep, been awake for days, so I'm quite happy at the moment.
Yeah, you look happy, you look calm. You've just had a hot Milo and you're steady
I said before,
as
it is. This is my taking hand.
Your receiving hand.
Receiving hand. Now, of course, we've got this magnificent song wall in front of us with 100 songs and some classics up there, and they're all numbered, of course. But if you're playing along at home or at work this morning, mix.com.au, you can choose your song. Let's make it all about song choice.
Yeah, now, Steve, you don't have to tell us what your song is just yet that you've chosen, but how have you gone with it? Have you stuck with the same one the whole time? Did you come to the idea easily?
I had another look this morning, and there's that many songs there that I could do.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking with what I got.
Ah,
okay.
Because it's strange, isn't it? You look at each song and somehow it speaks to you in a different way, you know?
Well, we've got some suggestions that other people have made because, of course, none of us at Mix 94.5 know which is the $2 million song. We've got an external adjudicator who's done everything. He is the only person.
Yeah, Jared's here. Jared's
just
right
here
there.
Behind you.
Jared
is the only guy who knows.
Oh, right.
And so we've got some suggestions as well from other people that have told you what song they think they should.
Yeah,
these are
the Big Breakfast song tips. Let's have a listen to those.
Hi, Steve. Andrew Gaff here from the Eagles. Good luck today. Hope you win the $2 million. If I was you and if I was lucky enough to have the choice, I'd choose number 42, Never Tear Us Apart by INXS. Good luck, mate.
Hey, Steve, it's Jen from the newsroom wishing you all the best for the $2 million song. My money is on number 76, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, an epic song for an epic prize.
Hey, Steve, it's Damien Martin here from the Perth Wildcats. Just wanted to say good luck today. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but if I was choosing a song, I'd go with I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss. Best of luck, mate.
Hey Steve, Andy Brayshaw here from the Fremantle Dockers. Good luck with the competition. If I had a choice, I would pick Africa by Toto.
Hey Steve, Lockie Reed here, mate. Hoping you win this $2 million. If I was picking a song, I'd be going number 5. Janie's Got a Gun.
Hi Steve, this is Janelle from the Rush Hour. I'm so excited for you. You're Maddington, I'm Thornley. We're basically neighbours. I think that the song will be number 45, John Farnham, You're the Voice, because you have the chance to turn the pages over, Steve, and I hope you do. Good luck.
Hey, it's Pete here from Mix 94.5's Rush Hour. If it was up to me, I'd be picking song number 45, You're the Voice by John Farnham. It's a special one for our family. It's an absolute belter. But, mate, it's up to you, and I can't wait to hear what you go with.
Good luck, Steve. I'm so excited for you. My song pick would be number 30, which is Foo Fighters' Learn to Fly, because the instructor in me thinks that everyone should have a go at flying. Oh, by the way, it's Captain Paul.
Hi, Steve. Dennis Cometti here. Good luck this morning. $2 million. Now, I reckon it's going to be number 78, Losing My Religion by REM. That song was all the go when the Eagles played in their first ever AFL Grand Final back in 1991. Good luck, Steve.
Steve, how's that? Yep, Dennis Cometti bringing back the memories of 1991. And so many tips there, mate. Have they swayed you in any direction?
No.
He's fixed on this.
Sticking with these numbers.
Not even the voice of authority. When Dennis says something, I think all bets are off.
Eagles fans don't want to talk about 91 because it was a loss. But stick around, mate. There is a win coming up.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And it is very, very close to the time. Matt and I are in black tie today with these magnificent Van Heusen suits from Van Heusen there at Watertown.
That was my guitar.
That was Matt's guitar that could be history.
Might have to hit Steve up for a loan for a new one.
Steve, over
anytime, anytime.
So Steve is our man, of course. He is playing for $2 million just after 8 o'clock this morning. And let's bring his family in.
Oh, Steve, we've had the pleasure of getting to know you the last couple of days. And Perth are behind you. We want you to win. And now we've got your beautiful wife, Sylvia, and your son, Corey. Corey with us. Corey, I'll start with you. Tell us, what type of dad is your dad? What's Steve like?
Be good. Honestly, he's just always been there for me. Any problems that I've ever had, I could always go to him. He's given me everything that I've ever needed growing up. He's supported me through all my life goals and decisions. He's just all-around top guy.
Oh, what a lovely, wonderful thing to be able to say about beautiful. Your father. That's beautiful, man.
And Sylvia, you've been married for how long?
31 years.
Good work. Great. And tell us what you love about Steve. Why does Steve deserve this?
Oh, he's just been such a hard worker. He's just been through a bit of a rough patch the last 2 years. And, yeah, just for him to win it would be amazing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sylvia, you're getting him emotional. Keep going.
He has been through a rough patch. We've heard a couple of stories, but his energy is so wonderful. Yes. His life force is so generous and giving.
Yes, he's just a character. I can't say anything more about him. He lights up my life.
He's getting a big head now too.
He's got a pair of hell sexy new knees too.
Yes, yes.
You're very loved, Steve. But now, I mean, as family, now do you have a song choice that you think could be the $2 million song?
I would have went for Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
Oh, he's in town last week. Beautiful.
Okay.
How about you, Corey?
I would have gone with My Birth Year, 92, which is... The Weekend, Can't Feel My Face.
good choice.
I think if Steve wins $2 million,
no one will be feeling their face.
We mean that the nicest possible way. There's a lot of love in the radio station today, guys. It would be a magnificent result, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would be. It would be excellent.
Apart from the obvious of $2 million, but for this bloke, he is soul to the earth.
Oh, it's not very often that someone walks in and just the entire building's heart just warms. We're very fond of you, buddy.
Oh. You're like family to me. You are family to me.
Oh.
This place is unbelievable.
Awesome. Can we get a loan, Daddy?
Actually, when we found out that you were the finalist and you came in that afternoon and I think you met Ross and Alyssa and a few of the team, and we all got an email that just said, "Hey, everyone, can confirm Steve is a legend," in capital letters. So we were very happy
that well,
you did.
And he cries a lot, like when Dom Sheed keeps winning goals in grand finals.
That's it.
Hey, guys, you need to just hang around and chill, okay? Because the time is coming very, 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 very soon.
Mm. Oh, Sylvia, I can hear you breathing. You're right.
$2 million. We can officially say it's 7:42 on the Big Breakfast, and we are around about half an hour from it all beginning. In fact, less than that, straight after the 8 o'clock news. Steve from Maddington, our $2 million finalist, plays for $2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth. For brekkie.
Along with our friends at Ventura Homes.
Hey, is it rude to say that when I'm looking at building a home, I want more inclusions?
No,
I
absolutely.
Want more stuff.
You should get more stuff, and you can get that with Ventura. Quality designs, lifetime structural warranty, free interior design consultation. Ooh. That's not bad with your customizable plan. Mm. Talk to Ventura Homes about building your dream home. Do it today.
There are times, Kimber, I think you're rude, but this is not one of those occasions.
Ventura-homes.com.au.
BRN 10805.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Steve, our man from Maddington, is having a crack within minutes at $2 million.
You know, whenever we say, hey, Steve's having a crack at $2 million, he's playing for that. He puts up like the Danny Green winning punching arms.
Mm. He does.
He's good to go.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we thought something really appropriate, and it fits in beautifully on our show this morning, is some inspiration from our own Matt Dictinsky.
Well, I mean, I had to serenade Steve. That was always going to happen. And here I am just standing with him sitting in front of me. And yet it's still not the weirdest gig I've ever done. But Steve, of course, we've already alluded to the Liverpool Football Club. You are a Liverpool boy. And at the end of the day, you're a Sandgroper now, of course. But Liverpool runs through your veins. And, of course, the other great thing about Liverpool that we know of is the Beatles. And so I thought, well, I've got to sing Steve a Beatles song. So here we go. And I want everyone to join in. You know how it goes. Hey, Steve. We all believe you'll choose a great song and not regret it. 10,000's enough to make your heart sing, but if you get 2 million, then shit's getting real. Hey Steve, you've got brand new knees, so let's kneel down and let's start praying. Take courage, think about that night in Turkey. Went from nil goals to three, Liverpool FC made it. And from Steve we got the news that his wife wants to cruise, and how they would love to help out their son, and how you love the Eagles too. Song, Steve, come on. Hey Steve, where you came to Perth, made a home in dear old Maddington. With 2 million, I bet you'd be just the same, but a flash car in your name could only feel.
Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
2 million.
Million.
One Perth person.
$2 million.
$2 million.
Mix 94.5's $2 million song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre.
I want to be a millionaire.
Oh, yes. It is your big breakfast. It's Clancy, Matt and Kimber here. We were calling it D-Day, but it's S-Day for Steve, of course, isn't it, guys?
Steve Day, yes,
Steve
I like
Day.
It.
Steve Day. Steve from Maddington is our $2 million finalist here, and he is just minutes away playing, well, basically playing for $2 million.
Yes.
With that incredible song wall that's sitting
I'm
in front of us.
It's like stars on 45, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. Is that your choice? Don't think it's up there.
God, I don't think that made it.
And we don't know what song Steve has chosen yet.
No.
So that'll be coming up shortly. We're going to find out exactly what one he's going
and
for.
All the emotions that have been running through the minds of him and his family, of course, over the last couple of days, or the last 24 hours would have been full on.
Mm.
Very little sleep as well.
Very little sleep.
Running on adrenaline and the chance to win $2 million. It's
is
not bad.
Is the song an emotional choice, or is it just the numbers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to find out next.
Beats 2 million Red Bulls, I think. It is the big breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Money for nothing, chicks for free, Steve.
I don't know about the chicks for free, but I tell you what, there was $2 million on offer. On our way to 24 degrees, a beautiful Perth morning, 11 after 8. Let's
I
do
wanna
it.
Be a millionaire!
Okay, we are go on the $2 million song.
Check.
Everybody in position. Come in, Big Breakfast.
Good to go.
We're all in position.
Check.
Come in, Dean Clares. Do you copy?
Loud and clear.
Matt Dick Tinsky, are you ready?
I haven't been this excited since I saw what was in Kimber's second drawer.
Come in, Kimber Cahill, are you ready?
Yeah, I think we're ready. What happened to our coffees? Are you onto that producer, Tom?
Trying to give away $2 million here, guys. Why don't you go and get your own coffee?
Is the record wall ready?
Check.
Contestant ready?
Ready to go. Roger.
Roger? Isn't it Steve?
Steve's ready.
Do we have the giant novelty check?
Check.
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 Yes. Do we have it? The check.
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 Have you got the check?
Yep. Check.
Are you saying check or asking about the check?
We've got the giant check. Yes. Check.
Okay, let's go.
I wanna be a millionaire.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He got a bit impatient at the end there, didn't he? Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. For the past 4 weeks, we've been putting the people of Perth on our shortlist for the chance to become Perth's newest multi-millionaire. And on Wednesday, We found out our new mate Steve from Maddington is our $2 million song finalist.
Yes.
Oh, now, Steve, we haven't given too many details away about our wall of songs and how we need to play, so we've got to give you the competition and how it's going to play out here now.
Yes.
So we've got this giant wall of vinyl records behind us. There's 100 songs. They are all numbered, and they have been at mix.com.au for you to select.
Mm-hmm.
And each of the songs, yeah, numbered 1 to 100, each of them has an envelope behind them. Now, when it comes to those envelopes, 99 of them say $10,000. But one of them, Matt,
says $2 million. That's a two with six zeros for kids at home, playing at home.
Now, Steve, you've got to choose the right song. It's going to be life-changing. Now, you said that you've stuck to the same song all along. And we've got to say, too, that the only person who knows which one is the $2 million song is our external adjudicator, Jared.
Jared, he's standing there.
He's very, very close to the action, too.
Nobody here knows what song it is, so we are all rooting for you. Do you want to give us an idea? Tell us now, what song are you going to go for?
Number 87.
Number 87.
87. Are we looking at the wall? Up on the board here.
Oh, that's down there.
It's Spandau Ballet.
True. So true.
Steve, why Spandau Ballet? Why True?
When I first got into doing this competition, everywhere I looked, the number 13. On clocks, on microwaves, air conditioners in my car. I'm superstitious and I don't like the number 13.
Okay.
Right.
One night, had a big dream. I don't play cricket. It was like a nightmare. I was playing cricket. The ball hit me that many times I was sore all over, but I made 87 runs.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Cricketer's dream is to make the 100 at a ton.
Yes.
A cricketer's nightmare is 87.
The Nelson.
13 off the 100.
Okay.
Alrighty. No, the planets have aligned.
There's some cricket science behind this, Richie Benno. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
A lot of thought went into it for a dude who doesn't play cricket.
No, I know.
That's what cricket will do to you, Kimber.
And if it's not 87 and it's 13, well, it was a waste of a night there, wasn't it?
And there'll be a wife upset with you because that was the one she went for.
Breakfast with the lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Could we be on our way to $2 million? We've just played Spandau Ballet's beautiful song from the pen of Gary Kemp there. And True. Now, that's the song that Steve from Maddington picked for Mix 94.5's $2 million song. If you just joined us, we're on the Mix 94.5 balcony with a giant wall of 100 songs.
Yeah, that was number 87, but we've got 100 up there. 99, of course, are worth $10,000 and one is worth $2 million. Steve, if this goes off, it'll be the biggest ever cash prize in Perth radio history!
Steve, all of Perth is backing you. We want you to win this money. We really do. Now, so you told us that you think it's Spandau Ballet, True, number 87.
Yes.
You think that's the $2 million song. We're giving you a chance. You've thought about it. We've played your song, but you are open to changing it at any time if you need to. Are you happy to stick with your song? What song are you choosing?
Hey!
Sticking with his number.
Just gave you a little bit of quiet thinking time there.
Okay. So you're going with 87?
Going with 87, definitely.
Spandau Ballet, True.
True.
Okay, Steve, this is the moment. We want you to walk over to the wall of songs, find your track, and remove the envelope from behind it, and bring it back here, and we'll see what's inside.
Steve is taking the very... The very short walk over. It's probably only 2 or 3 metres for those who can't see what's going on. But, of course, we're live Facebook with Mix 94.5. But this is the big moment. And he has picked up the envelope and he's holding it proudly as he takes it back to Kimber.
It is in the tamper-proof bag.
Yes.
It has been put in by our external adjudicator, Jared. Nobody knew where the $2 million song was except for him. You need to cut open that envelope, Steve, and tell us... Out loud, what it,
some,
do you
Kimber,
need help?
You might need to help there.
Some
Steve.
shaky scissors. Right. No, don't lop off a finger there.
Good surgery.
Here we go. He's cut
Steve.
His way through.
Good luck, buddy.
Open it up and tell us what's in there, mate.
Okay, he's taking it out very, very nervously. We can't see it from our side where Matt and I are, but Kimber is right there with Steve.
What's in
what
there?
What does it say?
$10,000.
$10,000!
Beautiful.
Hey!
Beautiful.
Well done, Steve.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Life changing.
There's the giant check.
There is a giant check in seconds. Well done, Steve.
Congratulations, buddy.
You said all along it would be a life-changing amount of money for you.
Yep, no matter what the amount would be, it's life-changing.
Steve.
So life-changing.
That is brilliant. After everything you've been through, mate, we wanted to make it something very special for you. So what we thought, we'd add a few extra bonuses on for you.
Yeah, we did.
You've talked about a cruise, so hopefully your $10,000 will cover that nicely. But also, we're going to send you and Sylvia on a Captain Cook Cruises Swan Valley Gourmet White Cruise.
Beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, it gets better and better. We've also got tickets to see your beloved Eagles at the Round 16 Western Derby.
Oh. Hey! A West Coast Eagles cap to replace this one. I'm sure that will take pride of place. Glenn Jakovic, thank you very much. Andrew Gaff playing his first game back this weekend. Sign.
Oh, yeah, Gaffy. We've also heard that Corey loves his computer game, so we've organised a $500 PLE computers gift card for Corey.
Yay! Wow. And to treat you and Sylvia, a down south getaway staying at Abbey Beach Resort in Busselton. Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Steve, you know we so badly wanted you to win the $2 million, but we are thrilled that you are happy with your prize, and we couldn't have been happier to get someone like you in our competition.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
You've been such a pleasure, but we must absolutely reveal where the $2 million song is. So Jared, the adjudicator, is here. We've got the bag here that tells us which one it's in, and then Jared, I'll ask you to go up to the wall and remove it so we can show that it was definitely in place.
So this one's the control envelope, control bag.
This is the control envelope. Okay. I'll have a hold of this one while you go grab it from there. Okay.
Okay, well,
come over here.
Dance our way over here, Mr.
Jared's going to go and have a look.
Mr. $10,000.
You need that to be seen.
Okay, this is it.
Right.
He's gone to the
opening up the envelope.
These scissors are getting a good workout.
They certainly
are.
Okay.
Just checking.
This is just to show everyone that everything was well and truly above board, and Jared.
There it is.
There is the
major prize was in song number 61.
Day Drunk by Morgan Evans.
Day Drunk.
Day Drunk, Morgan Evans. There'll be people in the car going, "Oh, if it was me, I would have got that."
Sensational. Hey, Steve, it's been a massive morning and a massive couple of days for you. Is anyone you'd like to say thanks to? I mean, this incredible family of yours.
Oh, listen, Waterfront. The sponsors.
Watertown.
Watertown, sorry.
Absolutely, that's
sponsors.
Okay.
Most of all, this experience for me is unbelievable. 94.5, you treated as well. Unbelievable. Just to be here with my wife, my son, my twin sister.
Get the family up here, come up here, guys.
All the new friends that I've gained. All the love that's going around this place. It's just incredible. That in itself is worth more than $2 million.
Mate, there's no one more deserving. We've got a very special little treat here for you.
We wanted
as well.
You to remember this. We've got a little photo of us, of your new mates at Mix 94.5, so you can put that up at home.
Oh, there's a shot of Andrew Gaff there, your favourite.
Beautiful.
It's going straight in the bathroom, that one.
No.
In the pool room?
In the pool room. No,
in the back shed. In the man shed.
It has been a pleasure, Steve, meeting you and your family. Thank you for coming in, and we are so happy that you've won such a fantastic prize, and we hope that really changes your life and turns it around for
you. Thank you, 94.5.
Have your dream home built by Perth's most awarded home builder. Talk to Ventura Homes today. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.